Today, July 13th, is the feast day of one of the greatest Christian leaders in the history of the Church, St. Henry, the Holy Roman Emperor. He was born in the year 973. He was the son of the Duke Henry of Bavaria. Bavaria is that part of southern Germany which has always been so devoutly Catholic. Even to today, it's a very strong Catholic area. St. Henry was educated in the monastic schools. He was then married in the year 998 to Kunigunda, who became a saint as well. So it's one of the few husband and wife saint combinations that we have in the history of the Church. They were not blessed, but they spent their time serving God, serving others, and serving the community. A good portion of their marriage, they lived in a celibate state, so they could focus on serving God and helping the poor. In fact, after St. Henry died, Kunigunda went off to become a Benedictine nun. And as I mentioned, she also is canonized as well. Well, in the year 1014, St. Henry was crowned as the Holy Roman Emperor by Pope Benedict VIII. Now, according to Dr. Warren Carroll, the founder of Christendom, he said there were two main duties of the Holy Roman Emperor, and that was to protect the Church from the infidel without and from the heretic within. So the Holy Roman Emperor would work closely with the Holy Father, the Pope, to help to fight off the infidels and to help the Church in time of war, as well as to keep the Church on the right track with orthodoxy and correct teaching. So Henry became the Holy Roman Emperor, and this meant he was the ruler of Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Belgium, Holland, and Northern Italy. And so during his time as Holy Roman Emperor, he promoted missionary work, helping to send out missionaries to other parts of Europe. He was able to help defend and protect the Pope. He took care of the needs of the poor, and this was something that you always see in the saints, is their love for the poor and doing everything they can to help to feed and clothe the poor, and especially during times of famine, times of plague. St. Henry was able to help put down some rebellions and factions and feuds. He helped to found and establish monasteries, especially Benedictine monasteries, because they were the source of knowledge and passing on the faith, and did such a wonderful job of preserving Catholic culture. He also would nominate bishops, who then would be appointed by the Pope. That was one of the jobs of the Holy Roman Emperor, to find good priests, help to nominate them to be bishops. They, of course, had to be chosen by the Pope. He also supported the church reform, especially through the monasteries, and the most famous one was Cluny over in France. Cluny became, for about 1,000 years, it was really the center for learning and knowledge, and so he helped to promote the work of the monks of Cluny. He was a man of great prudence and justice, establishing peace throughout his territory. He helped to establish the Diocese of Bamberg, Germany, and actually built a cathedral, which was a magnificent cathedral in Bamberg, Germany. He died at the young age of 51 in the year 1024. And he requested to be buried in the cathedral in Bamberg next to his wife, St. Kunigunda. He was canonized about 100 years after his death, 1146. And I think when we look at his life, we see that he became a saint while living in the world, in the midst of politics, in the midst of living in secular society. He became a great saint. And I think that's a great example that in the midst of his duties of his state in life as a husband, as a statesman, as a politician, he was able to see God's will in the midst of his daily duties. And because of his great love for Jesus, his great love for our Blessed Mother, great love for the faith, for the poor, and the Church, by helping the Pope and protecting the Pope, he was able to become a saint. So Saint Henry, Holy Roman Emperor, pray for us.